And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Governor Roy Cooper rolled out a two-year state budget proposal last week that included a lot of good ideas, both big and small. From macro proposals like closing the state's Medicaid gap and increased investments in public schools and rural infrastructure, to the micro, like making it so teachers no longer have to pay for their own personal day substitutes, and 115,000 poor children are no longer billed for their school breakfasts and lunches. The budget Cooper unveiled is quite obviously a rational, carefully constructed, and humane document. Unfortunately, despite its many good components, the budget does nothing about the fact that GOP tax cuts, primarily for the well-off and profitable corporations, are costing the state $4 billion per year that it could be using to fund core structures and services. Rather than pick a fight he can't win by, say, proposing tax hikes on the rich, Cooper has decided to just make do. The bottom line, the governor's stance is probably short-term smart politics. But at some point soon, North Carolina must reckon with the dreadful fiscal damage of the tax cuts of the last decade. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.